WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's non-conference matchup between the Baraboo Thunderbirds and their guests, the Marshfield Tigers. I am Ben Bromley alongside Christy Feld. Thrilled to bring you this non-conference clash this evening. Christy, how are you?
I am fantastic. It is February, Ben Bromley. Can't believe it. In November, I choose to do basketball because I want the winter to fly. You know, and it looks daunting, you know, when there's 25 games on our schedule, and I'm just like, woo! And now we are in February with only 5 games left to go.
How about that?
And tonight being a tough one against the Marshfield Tigers.
No doubt. The visitors come in at 10-8 overall, but they are 7-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They're coming off a season last year where they won the conference. They went 17-8 overall, 11-1 in the Wisconsin Valley. They lost in the regional finals to Hudson, but obviously they're following up one strong season with another.
Boy, they are, and they do have one conference loss. It's to Stevens Point, but it was only by 6 points. So they must have been in that game, and they They have an experienced team. They returned seven seniors, and veteran coach Heidi Michaelis came back this season after 6 years being away. Ben, she's got 300-plus wins on her resume.
How about that? Coach Heidi Michaelis. Now, we'll be talk a little bit about the visitors, but let's talk a little bit about the T-Birds coming off a thrilling win on the road at McFarland last week.
That was exciting. I was at the boys' game, but I was being texted by Christy Gilbert, who was keeping me up to speed with the girls' game, and it was neck and neck through the majority of the game, and Baraboo held on at the end to win it 53-50. One of the coolest stats, Ben, is the point scoring by our underclassmen. You know, Taylor Spurl, sophomore, had 14 points. Sydney Dobush, who's put in double digits the last home game that we had, as well as this game. I just thought that was impressive on their part. Maddie Gilbert had 10 as well.
Very nice. So these two teams did meet last season, even though they are, you would think, maybe unfamiliar non-conference opponents. But last season, Marshfield won 61-32. T-Birds hoping to make a little bit more of a game of it this time around here at home.
Yeah, they are, and they're up against some pretty tough competition. I talked about that a few seconds ago. One of Marshfield's strong suits is their stingy press, which is tough to beat even on your best days.
And that's something
and they're great shooters. Yeah, we've come up against that.
I was going to say, we've seen the T-Birds struggle a bit with full court pressure.
We have, and it's kind of a either we, if we're not able to break it, we are super successful. That makes perfect sense. How logical. But we have more times than not, we're not being able to break that press.
Indeed. Well, coming in for our visitors, Zeta Golbeck is the Tigers' leading scorer, coming in at more than 16 points a game, followed by Haley Klum at 10.4 a game, and Mackenzie Holm at 9.9 per game.
Boy, three of those kids, their seniors, were on the all-conference docket last year, Zeta Golbeck being one of them. She was second team for the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Mackenzie Holm and Emma Ridgway are the other two that picked up honorable mentions. So you know that they've got a lot of playing experience. They're noticed within their conference, and they're I think they'll put on a good show tonight.
I took a look at the box score from last year's game. Christy, I'm sure you probably did too. It's no surprise. Caitlin Frank was the T-Birds' leading performer, 18 points and 6 rebounds. But we've got several players in tonight's game who scored a few points. Leah Hess and Taylor Spurl and Cassidy Gates all scored last year's game. As for the visitors, their top scorer from last year's game, Ashley Grankervitz, has moved on. We'll see if I got that one right.
We're going to be happy with that because then we don't have to say it, right?
Yeah, exactly right. But some of the returning performers, Emma Ridgway scored 9 points and had 7 rebounds in last year's game. We already mentioned Mackenzie Holmes. She scored 7. So we've got some returning scoring here coming, returning for this game, Marshfield versus Baraboo.
Boy, and I haven't told you this yet, but one of the things that's going to be hard for us is Sabrina Hartman is out tonight.
Ooh,
so
she's
our leading rebounder.
Oh, that's
and
a big
she
hit.
Always puts up, you know, a few points for us, and that is
oh,
a big
sure.
hit for us.
Yeah, Sabrina Hartman comes in as the Thunderbirds' leading rebounder, more than 8 rebounds per game. Well, both teams are lined up. We'll turn things over to the Baraboo Pep Band for the national anthem. We are nearly ready to get underway here at Baraboo High School, and as they announce the starting lineups down on the floor, I'll turn things over to Christy Fell to share with you our starting lineup.
I was at the boys' game the other night. I turned to my right to look at the flag during the national anthem. There was a six-year-old standing just above my shoulder.
Yeah.
Hat in hand, hand over heart. It was the most beautiful thing.
Very nice.
Made me so proud. Starting lineup for the Marshfield Tigers. Mackenzie Holm, a 5'5" senior, averaging 10 points a game. Zeta Kolbeck, a 5'7" senior, averaging 16 points per game. Devin Lemoyne, a 5'10" senior, averaging 3.5 points per game. Haley Klum, a 5'9" junior, averaging 10 points a game. And Emma Ridgway, a 5'10" senior, averaging 5.7 points per game. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 11 points a game. Maddie Gilbert, a 5'10" junior, averaging 8 points a game. Peyton Stelzer, a 5'10" junior, averaging 3.9 points a game. Sydney Dobush, a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 3 points a game. Katie Bunmaker, a 5'3" senior, averaging 5 points a game.
Very nice. Thank you, Christy. The Thunderbirds come in at 3-16 on the season. They are 2-8 in the Badger Small, but they're coming off a big road win at McFarland. Was that Friday night, last Friday night?
Yep.
Their next game coming up after tonight is going to be a road affair. They're going to travel to Stoughton on Thursday. Now, our next broadcast of Baraboo girls basketball will be against Portage, a long-time rival Portage. That's going to be a week from tonight.
Yeah, we're down to four games.
How about that?
With the next week being Sauk Prairie and Mount Horeb.
We're getting down to it. So the visitors are wearing black shorts and tops, orange letters and numbers, Thunderbirds in their home whites with blue and gold trim. Peyton Stelzer ready to jump, tip things off for the T-Birds. Ball is in the air. Controlled by the Tigers, and they're going to move to our right here as we open play. And they get it right down into the paint. There's a miss for Klum, but an offensive rebound and a reload for Marshfield. Nice backdoor cut and pass. Holm decides to find a teammate rather than put up the shot. They're going to kick it out. Here's a three ball from the left corner. That's a splash. Three-point bucket for Emma Ridgway opens the scoring here tonight.
Boy, that's one of the things that I read about that team is that they are good scoring players.
See if the T-Birds can answer. Both teams playing man-to-man defense, person-to-person defense, if you will, and there's a steal. Steal by the Tigers. That was Klum coming away with that. Sets up the Marshfield offense. Klum fakes the three, looking to drive, gets to the right block, gets into the paint. Shot is off the mark. Ball is loose. Taylor Spurl's got it.
Boy, nice little tap by Peyton Stelzer right into Spurl's hands.
Thunderbirds get a stop. They trail 3-0 in the early going. Spurl picks up her dribble, fires out, finds Gilbert at the top of the key. She's going to fire a three. A little short off the rim. Rebounded by Ridgway. Marshfield basketball. Kolbeck finds an open shooter in the left corner. That three is off the mark for Klum and out of bounds. It'll stay with Marshfield.
Boy, I almost thought Lemoyne tapped that out of bounds from our vantage point, because I know we're closer than the referees.
Right, we got a better view.
Box seats.
An end line inbound coming up for the Tigers. They lead 3-0 here in the early going. Here they find Klum on the right block. She kicks it out. Mackenzie Holmes going to try to get things started. And now the Tigers are going to work the ball around the perimeter here against this man-to-man defense of the T-Birds. Stopping and popping from the right elbow and missing was Holm, but there's going to be another offensive rebound for the Tigers. Holm's going to fire for three from the right corner. That's short off the rim, but once again, rebound for the Tigers. Klum grabbed it. Her shot is unsuccessful, but she draws a foul. T-Birds need to keep the Tigers off the boards.
They do. We have to pick up some defensive rebounds. Can't let them have all those putbacks. And I thought that basket was good.
Oh, it was indeed. You are right.
I don't want to say that you're wrong.
So it's going to be an and-one opportunity. I looked down too soon. The free throw is off the mark. T-Bird's going to grab it. They trail 5-0. Klum with her first bucket. Thunderbirds looking for their first points of the evening. Taylor Spurl kicks out to Cadence Funmaker, her right wing. She picks up her dribble, looking for a teammate. Fires into traffic. Marshfield comes away with it. That's a steal. Klum on the dribble. Picks it up. No numbers. Ridgeway drives baseline and gets all the way to the cup. Her shot is off the glass, off the rim, no good. Also off a T-Bird's. I thought it was off a T-Bird's hand, but they're going to give the ball to Baraboo.
I think we've got it even now.
Yeah, right.
According to our box seat eye view.
The Tigers now showing full court pressure, man-to-man, all the way from the end line. Funmaker's pass is tipped out of bounds by Marshfield. Thunderbirds will keep it. Inbounding from the corner now, trailing 5-0. Funmaker tries to find Spurl, but the pass is stolen away. Mackenzie Holmes got it. Another turnover for the T-Birds, and another opportunity for the Tigers.
That stingy defense we were talking about didn't allow us to get it in.
And there's a steal.
Hey.
T-Birds get a turnover of their own. That's Cadence Funmaker on the steal, and she's looking to run as well. Now she kicks out. Spurl, toe on the line from the right wing, no good. Rebound knocked around. Funmaker had it for a second, but looks like Devin Lemoyne came away with it out of the scrum. Now looking to run is Colbeck. She finds Ridgeway, who slips inside and scores in the paint inside the red inside the right block. Edgeway has 5. 7-0 Marshfield. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, alongside the legend Christy Feld. Happy to bring you tonight's game, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, watching on NFHS.
Nice move.
Sydney Doughboys grabs a loose ball. Can't quite find the distance in the paint. Marshfield grabs the rebound and sets up its offense.
Forgive me for interjecting that. She did have a nice move, though.
Not at all. Speaking of nice moves, there's a sweet feed inside to Colbeck. She couldn't quite finish, but she's going to shoot two. That was a nice dish from Holm to Colbeck. A little interior passing game for the Tigers.
Katie Funmaker picks up her first foul for the Thunderbirds, team second.
First free throw is good. So Colbeck has her first point.
I'm always amazed at how quickly you pick up the names. I can barely see the numbers
with all
on those black
ponytails. Here's good news for the T-Birds. We've got Taylan Bell back in the game. Second free throw is good for Colbeck. Of course, Taylan Bell has been. There's another pass, inbound pass stolen away by the Tigers. Leads to a layup opportunity that Colbeck misses that one. Dobusch grabs the rebound and draws a foul in the backcourt.
There's the Dobusch name again. I think she's coming into her own.
She's been active.
Yeah,
I was trying to mention,
obviously,
Taylan Bell has been out of the lineup for a couple games, and the T-Birds definitely feel that.
Right.
She comes in scoring 6.5 a game and also 4-plus rebounds a game. There's an inbound pass that is stolen. That's another turnover for the T-Birds. Klum came away with it, found home. Her shot is no good, but the ball is out of bounds off the T-Birds. Tiger basketball. T-Birds definitely struggling with this full court pressure. Inbound goes to Ridgeway. She hands to Colbeck. Now they're swinging it around the three-point arc. 9-0 Marshfield. 14-plus minutes to go. And there's a travel. It's going to be another turnover. They got Klum for taking too many steps. Baraboo basketball. Now can they solve this Tiger press? Man-to-man look. There's a pass into the corner to Spurl. She finds Funmaker across the timeline. Hey, there we go. T-Birds are going to get an opportunity here. Funmaker gets into the rim. They're going to call her for an offensive foul.
Oh, shucks. That's kind of a put your head down and get her done kind of move by Katie Funmaker, but it ends up being an offensive foul. That is her second foul.
That's trouble for the T-Birds. Point guard and early foul trouble. Marshfield basketball. Klum kicks out to Lemoyne. Finds a wide-open three-point shooter, top of the key, but that's no good for Holm. But there's a putback, and that is good. Klum with her second bucket. It's 11-zip. T-Birds need a scratch, but no, there's a steal near midcourt, and they're going to get Funmaker
her
third. Foul near midcourt already in foul trouble. Maddie
Katie
Gilbert's going to replace Funmaker.
Shucks, she lost the ball and
a little frustration foul there, perhaps.
Yeah, or almost wrong place, wrong time, Ben. You know,
right.
They just kind of tripped over her. And
Kylie Laufenberg and Lauren Katzenberger have checked in for Marshfield. 13.5 minutes to go. It's Marshfield 11, Baraboo 0. And there's a near steal by Peyton Stelzer. I think she jammed her finger. Marshfield's able to grab the loose ball. And they find the cutting Klum for two more. She has a quick six here in the first half. Taylen Bell is trapped in the corner. Traveled. That's another turnover forced by the Marshfield pressure. We're going to see Ella Pierce making her first appearance.
So it looks like our reporting was correct. How many times can you say stingy press?
I was about to warn the listeners that we're approaching the Christy is speechless portion of the game.
So early.
And they find a wide open three-point shooter, but home
shut
misses.
Down.
However, LeMoyne is able to grab the loose ball and put it in for an easy bucket. 15-0. Thunderbirds need to score. Let's start with getting it across the timeline. There we go. Sydney Doughboys takes care of that. Now she picked up her dribble, looking for a teammate. Finds Taylen Bell at the D-Bird logo. Swings it over to Gilbert. Left wing, that's her spot. Picks up her dribble as well. Kicks it out. Spurl in the left corner. Ball is knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Thunderbirds will keep it. 12:40 to go. Marshfield 15, Baraboo 0. Spurl on the inbound from the sideline. Finds Doughboys, rather, the left wing. Here's an attempted feed to Ella Pierce. Good idea, but pass is stolen away. That's another turnover. Klum with the steal. Finds right. Holm on the other end.
A little hesitation by Holm, and she easily put it in for two.
So Holm scores in transition in the paint. That's another turnover that leads to points for the T-Birds.
When you have to drive a really long distance to come and play a game, you might as well pour it on, right?
Although I will say, I noticed they have a pretty nice-looking coach bus out
Do
in the parking
really?
Lot. I think they traveled in style today.
We used to have that in our district. Did you know that? A nice coach bus.
Nice coach bus?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I get it. With this kind of a distance, maybe a school bus would be a little rough.
Yeah.
Well, with this Thunderbird timeout, this gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. We broadcast all the Baraboo boys and girls basketball home games during the weeknights. Our sponsors include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. There's much on the calendar for Baraboo High School sports. The boys are at Mount Horeb tonight. We're hoping to get you some updates on that as that game progresses. They're also going to host McFarland on Friday. So John Gunnell and I will be with you on all these same stations Friday night for the boys game. 99.7 Max FM, the NFHS Network, and the Civic Media mobile app. That's also youth night, so we'll see a lot of future T-Birds in the crowd. Girls hockey, the Lightning, are taking on Middleton at Madison Ice Arena tonight. Boys hockey is hosting Monroe tonight and will be at Reedsburg on Friday. The wrestling team has its conference tournament at DeForest on Saturday. Gymnastics has a meet at Reedsburg Friday, and boys swimming hosts its conference meet on Saturday. Wow. Back to action here. Baraboo looking to inbound. Dobusch's pass is stolen. Katzenberger with the steal. Marshfield basketball. Under 12 and a half to go. Here's a three-pointer. Left wing off the mark for home. Fortunately for the T-Birds, the Tigers have been cold from beyond the arc. Dobusch grabbed that rebound but got tied up in the process. Alternating possession will keep it with the Thunderbirds.
Sydney came down strong, but they pounced on him right off the bat.
The Tigers pounced. Well done,
How
Teldy.
Do you like that?
You've been working on that one all day.
Oh, yeah.
Inbound pass to Taylen Bell. She'll cross the timeline on her own. Start the T-Bird offense. Kicks out to Gilbert.
Come on, Maddie.
Left wing, three ball. No good. But there's Ella Pierce with the offensive rebound. Kick out to Taylor Spurl on the right wing. She wants to dribble penetrate. Instead, she kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce driving, left-handed, floating hook.
Go.
A thing of beauty. Ella Pierce with some old school post moves, and the Thunderbirds are on the board.
Old school post.
Speaking of old school post moves, there's a nice interior feed to Haley Klum, who scores near the right block. She's got eight. Thunderbirds are able to break the pressure this time. Doughboys dribbles across the timeline, finds Spurl on the left wing. Spurl drives, floats baseline 7 feet, and it bounces in. Taylor Spurl with her first bucket. T-Birds has scored on back-to-back possessions.
I love it when it bounces around like that and you think it's going out and it shoots right back in. That's perfect.
The shooter's touch from Taylor Spurl.
Indeed.
It's 19-4, Marshfield. Holm picks up her dribble. Gets it out to LeMoyne. And LeMoyne walks. That's a turnover on the Tigers. A couple of subs coming in for Marshfield. Zeta Kolbeck will return, as will Emma Ridgeway. They're going to replace Mackenzie Holm and Devin Lemoyne.
I'm trying to see what Peyton Stelzer had done in the locker room. I think she got her hand jammed,
I think that was just a jam finger, yeah. Just need to pull that out. Thunderbird basketball. They move to our left here in the first half. Taylor Spurl on the dribble. Passes, or I should say the ball is stolen away. Kolbeck picks Spurl's pocket. And on the other end, a nice feed to Laufenberg, but her shot is no good. Sydney Dobusch is able to corral the loose ball, and it's Thunderbird basketball. Marshfield 19, Baraboo 4, under 11 minutes to play first half. Taylan Bell with the drive to the hoop. Her shot is off the backboard and no good. Rebounded by Ridgeway. Pass up ahead to Klum, who scores again. She's in double digits. Haley Klum leading the way for Marshfield.
Unselfish pass, though, by her teammate, that's for sure.
Dobusch looking for an open teammate against this pressure. They're going to get a timeout before she fired that ball down court. Another timeout for the T-Birds.
All right. Mike Bale's going to draw up a way to beat this stingy
press. Indeed, a stingy press indeed. Obviously, the Tigers have been in control throughout. The T-Birds have gotten the ball into the bucket at least a couple of times. Maybe that's a start of something. We talked about last year's matchup. The Tigers won 61-32. T-Birds hoping to make it more of a contest here at home tonight. They are hot coming off a big road win at McFarland on Friday.
We're playing that neck of the woods. You know, we used to play Wausau back in 2012, 2010, 2011, around the Sam Terry era. We'd play on a Saturday afternoon, and I always thought, I thought, that's a long way to travel
for
a basketball game, to be perfectly honest with you. And so I'm just
surprised.
And talk about old school. I think kids shouldn't have to travel that long during the week, you know?
Well, it's interesting to have a game like this during conference season, too, with all the travel and a non-conference game. It's a little unusual. Sometimes, you know, earlier in the year you'll see that or on holiday time. Thunderbirds inbound to Taylan Bell. She's going to dribble it up. She'll beat the man-to-man pressure. But her pass to the wing is stolen. This is Gracie Ridgeway with a steal and a layup. 23-4. The T-Birds are able to break the press that time, but turn it over in the half court. Peyton Stelzer is waiting to check in for the Thunderbirds. 10 minutes to go, 23-4 Marshfield. Taylor Spur with a baseline jumper, 16 feet, no good.
Now we have to pay attention to see if Gracie Ridgeway looks just like Emma Ridgeway. Let's see if they're identical twins.
Zeta Kolbeck picks up her dribble, finds Gracie Ridgeway, right corner. She'll give it right back. On the drive now into the paint and kicking it out was Katzenberger, I should say. There's a nice find. They find Gracie Ridgeway in the left block, but she's off the mark. Offensive rebound by Kolbeck, no good. Grabs the loose ball, scores in the paint, and draws a foul.
She is going to pull an and one.
I saw the ball go in that time, so that we're making progress.
Well, you know, I don't like to say that something happened when you said it didn't happen. You know, it makes me a little nervous, to be perfectly honest.
Peyton Stelzer checks in to replace Sydney Dobusch,
who just picked up her second foul. 15 foul for the Thunderbirds.
And it looked like they were working on Peyton Stelzer's finger before. Now that Sydney Dobusch is going to get some attention. It will be no three-point play. Kolbeck misses the free throw. Ella Pierce grabs the rebound. Here come the T-Birds. Taylor Spurl out on the arc, right wing, fires cross court to Gilbert. Maddie Gilbert's going to dribble in and dribble back out. Now she's going to fire. Left wing for three. That's a thunderbolt.
Wow.
For the Thunderbirds, Madeline Gilbert for three.
Nobody's open. I'm just going to take it myself.
She's going to dribble around. No one's doing anything. I'm just going to fire this three.
Woohoo.
That'll work. Under 9 minutes to go, 25-7. And getting all the way to the hoop, drawing the foul, is Lauren Katzenberger. Shot attempt, no good, but she'll shoot two. It looks like Sydney Dobusch is getting some attention with her left foot over just off the court here at Baraboo High School.
Well, we don't have time for that, Sydney. Come on.
She's been a key contributor in the recent games off the bench. First free throw is good for Katzenberger.
We can't be messing around with a bum foot.
We ain't got time to bleed.
Wrap it up and get back in there.
I think that's the plan. The training staff is tending to Sydney Dobusch as we wait for the second free throw here from Lauren Katzenberger. It is in the air and good. Tigers now with a 20-point lead. Under 9 minutes to go first half. Taylor Spurl Looking for Taylan Bell. That's off a Tiger foot. Thunderbirds will keep it.
Yeah, in the old days, this would be the end of the first quarter.
Yes, that's
I
right.
I used to mark it off like that all the time. It took me a long time to transition to halves.
I was refereeing fifth grade last weekend in Adams, and they did quarters. It really messed me up. Couldn't
did
keep track
really?
Of which way we're going, who's got the ball, who's got possession.
A lot of things to remember. Is that what you're telling me?
Right. Taylor Spurl with a right-handed little hook flip. Some more old-school post moves from the T-Birds, but that one is off the mark. Marshfield grabs the rebound. Colbeck with a drive. There's a right-handed floater. No good. Rebounded by Ridgeway. Put back. Good. Emma Ridgeway.
Three's the charm. She had three chances at that. She got it on the third one.
So Emma Ridgeway has seven. The lead is now 22. Taylor Spurl. Trapped
help,
in the
help,
backcourt.
Help.
Needs to find a teammate. She does. Finds Peyton Stelzer across midcourt. She finds Gilbert. Drives up court, but ball is stolen away. Emma Ridgeway, there she is again. Now she's going to dribble it up as well. Marshfield basketball. Under 8 minutes to go. They lead 29-7. Katzenberger in the right corner. Decides to drive baseline. She gets around Gilbert, but kicks out. Swinging it around, and now a dribble drive to the hole. No good. Kylie Loffenberg blocked, and we're going to have a jump ball. As they vied for possession after the block shot.
Subbing in for Marshfield, number one, Mackenzie Holm, number two, Delaney Marshall.
When I was doing the stats, you know, you talk about them not putting up three-point shots. When I was doing the stats, they only had two players that even took three-point shots.
How about that? Speaking of three-point shots, there's one from the right corner. No good for Colbeck. T-Birds grab the rebound.
Prove me wrong.
Taylan Bell fires up court.
Oh, nice.
Finds Gilbert. Maddie Gilbert working around the screen. Little give-and-go action
perfect.
To Ella Pierce. A thing of beauty. Oh, but she can't finish in the paint.
Boy, that's exactly what Gilbert was trying to do before, and that time she connected.
And they're stopping and popping 7 feet out. No good for Mackenzie Holm, but there's a putback. Emma Ridgeway once again. Ridgeway and Klum have led the way for the Tigers, and it's a 31-7 Marshfield lead. We under 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Ben Bromley and Christy Feld, happy to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM.
Beautiful pass.
There's another beautiful pass and a backdoor cut. Taylor Spurl found Mandy Gilbert. She wasn't able to convert the shot, but she drew the foul.
Boy, I can't wait till we start connecting on those because those are nice passes.
That's a nice little, right, this two-man game is working for the T-Birds. They're mm-hmm. getting nice looks. Maddie Gilbert at the line. First free throw. Rattles out. Sydney Dobush returns. That's good news for the T-Birds. She replaces Taylan Bell. Dobush back after getting some attended to. Second free throw also off the mark for Maddie. Marshfield grabs the rebound. Colbeck's going to fire for three from the right wing. That rattles in. Three ball for Zeta Colbeck.
I should have never said a word about them and their stupid three-point plays.
Baraboo basketball. They trail by 27 in the
nice
early going.
Again.
Another nice find from Spurl to Gilbert. This time she's able to convert the hoop from about 6 feet out. Two-point bucket for Maddie Gilbert. The lead is 25 for the visitors. Colbeck now driving the lane. Lefty flip off the board. No good. There's Dobush with the rebound. She finds Spurl, who will bring it up for Baraboo. Maddie Gilbert's going to fire a three from the right wing. No good. But there's Dobush grabbing the loose ball. Knocked down in traffic. Marshfield comes away with the loose ball. Up ahead finds Gracie Ridgeway. Her shot is no good, but there's an offensive rebound, and they're going to get Peyton Stelzer for a foul here as Mackenzie Holm grabbed the rebound and was fouled with the putback attempt.
Foul on Baraboo number 11, Peyton Stelzer, her first. Team 7.
So Holm's going to shoot a pair. First one is in the air, and good. A couple of subs here. We have Leah Hess coming in for the T-Birds. Her first appearance, replacing Ella Pierce.
I am loving those passes, Ben. We haven't mm-hmm. seen that. Successfully,
right. The screen and
for
roll.
The majority of the season,
right.
And today, tonight, it's just beautiful.
Second free throw is good for Holm as well. Yeah, the screen and roll.
Yep.
The backdoor cut. See if the T-Birds can capitalize on some of those. They're trailing 36-9, under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Maddie Gilbert on the drive. She's going to throw in a floater from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers, and they're going to kick it up court. There she is again. Ridgeway up ahead of the crowd. She finds her teammate Colbeck, who kisses it in off the glass for two more.
Boy, Marshfield is unselfish passing when I think they should be shooting.
And now they've called off the full court pressure, and they're going to show a zone look in the half court, a 1-3-1. Spurl trying to get the ball to Peyton Stelzer there. That's a nice tap away by Devin Lemoyne, but the Thunderbirds will keep the ball. Taylor Spurr will inbound from the end line. Her pass for Sydney Dobush is corralled near midcourt, and they picked up a cheapie. Picked up a cheapie foul there on the Tigers. They are going to get Delaney Varsho.
Even the whistle was kind of, instead of a really loud whistle,
like,
it was just kind of
like, it might be a foul. I don't know.
Should I call it?
Well, no, I kind of blew it, so now it's kind of a foul. Spurl inbounding from the sideline this time, finds Gilbert, but the ball is stolen away immediately by Mackenzie Holm. She has had an active first half for the Tigers. There's a nice pass. They find the backdoor cut. Varsho, now she kicks it out. Right into the lane with not as much resistance as you would like. Zeta Kolbeck, who then draws a foul.
I had to look up Varsho's 5'2", and she's way down there.
Wide open in the paint.
Under the basket.
Well, when you're that size, it's easier to hide.
Maybe.
First free throw rattles in for Kolbeck. A couple of subs coming in. So for the T-Birds, Bella Brown makes her first appearance, replacing Peyton Stelzer. Haley Klum returns for the Tigers.
Did you say she made that first free throw?
She did indeed.
Of course she did. She's 100%.
Second free throw is also good. A good attempt at the announcer jinx. It's now 40-9,
probably
Marshfield.
Doesn't work the other way.
Now, Christy, we talked going in that we knew this is a Division I opponent that's at the top of their conference. You knew this would be a tall order here tonight in non-conference play. And there's another turnover.
Sure.
Spurl misses Leah Hess with that pass.
Yeah, we did know that coming in. They've won their last six games, Ben, by an average of 28 points.
They come in hot. Lauren Katzenberger and Kylie Laufenberg have returned to the floor for the Tigers, who lead by 31 and have the basketball. They've called off the full court pressure. Nice drive, slicing into the lane. Lauren Katzenberger finishes for two. She's got four. 4 minutes to go, first half. There's a nice dish. Taylor Spurl finds Sydney Dobush in the lane. She couldn't finish. Rebound yanked down by Laufenberg. She's going to dribble it up as well and now kick out. Delaney Varsho for three from the corner. That rims out, no good. Bella Brown with a strong rebound.
Excellent rebounding by Bella.
Taylor Spurl on the drive. Floater's no good, but it's going to be out of bounds off Marshfield. Kaylin Bell and Ella Pierce will return for the Thunderbirds, replacing Gilbert and Hess. Sydney Dobush is going to inbound from the end line. She finds Taylor Spurl at the left elbow. Spurl gets to the hoop. Off the glass. Oh, off the rim, no good. Good look for the T-Birds, just didn't fall. Tigers basketball. T-Birds continue to play man-to-man defensively in the half court. Varsho on the drive. Picks up her dribble. Left block. Off the glass, no good. Can the T-Birds grab the rebound? It's on the floor. Taylor Spurl trying to get it to Bella Brown. It's loose. It's out of bounds. It's off Coach Bill. And it's Thunderbird basketball.
I don't think we could have even called that one from here. Who's going to get that basketball?
Baraboo basketball. 3 minutes to go. And at this point in the game, Christy, I think you just want to have something positive to build on in the second half, right? A little scoring run. Let's get into double digits. Taylan Bell fires from 15 feet, no good. But
come
Bella
on,
Brown
Bella.
Is
come
there.
On, Bella.
Offensive rebound, but she gets tied up. And the possession arrow will keep it with the Thunderbirds.
I was hoping she'd pick that up and be able to put it in.
Right. So the Tigers are an aggressive bunch. You can't be leaving the ball out there to be snatched because they'll do just that. There's a nice attempted feed there from Brown, just out of the reach of Ella Pierce.
Boy, another great pass inside.
Turnover for the Thunderbirds. Turns into a layup for Kylie Loffenberg on the other end. Her first bucket. 44-9. T-Birds looking for a good shot here. 2.5 minutes to go. Sydney Dobusch with a nice drive to the lane. Ooh, shot is just a little short off the rim. It's been one of those nights for Baraboo.
Looked like she was going to pass it off and then realized she had a wide open move to the basket.
Varsho on the bounce on the right corner. She's going to give it up. Finds Katzenberger, right wing. Klum on the drive. They're going to call traveling. Turnover for the Tigers. Thunderbird ball. Just over 2 minutes to go.
I think that's their third travel for the night.
T-Birds.
Should have brought their suitcase. No, the
yeah,
Tigers.
Right. Well, they brought that big coach bus.
Oh, the big. Okay.
They're ready to
travel.
They're
traveling. Well, they're doing it.
Thunderbirds need to get into double digits here before half. 2 minutes to go. It's 44-9 Marshfield. Tigers continue to play zone. Sydney Dobusch splits the zone. Kisses one off the glass a little too strong. Rebound by Haley Klum. If we get through the night without me calling her Heidi Klum, that'll be a miracle.
I know.
Speaking of Klum, left wing, three ball. She's done it again. She has 15 in the first half.
That's her average, so that's
it. I take it back, 13. Or is it 15? Check
13.
My numbers. 13 it is. T-Bird's shot is off the mark, and the rebound goes to Loffenberg. Minute and a half to go. Driving to the hoop. Missing but drawing the foul is Devin Lemoyne. The Tigers are getting to the paint a little easier than you would like. So Lemoyne's going to shoot two. And so that's 9 team fouls for the T-Birds. Next one will put Marshfield into the double bonus. Lemoyne's first free throw was good. Maddie Gilbert returns. She'll check Taylor Spurl.
What does John Goodell call those?
He calls it the Niedermeyer.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
That's an old story.
Second free throw in the air rattles in for Lemoyne. She has 4.
But a good one.
T-Bird basketball still looking to break double digits, trailing 49-9 late in the first half. There's an interior feed to Dobusch. She kicks it out. Maddie Gilbert, right wing for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Varsho. Heading the other way is Lemoyne. She kicks it up court. Katzenberg bumps into her teammate, gives it up to Varsho. Varsho kicks it out to Loffenberg. Finds Varsho at the top of the key for 3. No good. Nice hustle by Katzenberger. Bats it back and bound. Finds Klum for 2. Now she's got 15.
Yes, now you have that right.
And on the other end, 3 ball, Maddie Gilbert. No good. Bella Brown hustles, taps it, but it's out of bounds to the Tigers. Marshfield Tigers 51, Baraboo Thunderbirds 9. Half a minute to go first half. Ben Bromley and Christy Feld with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM. As well as worldwide on the interwebs and the apps. Hey, there's a steal.
Nice steal.
Run out for Taylen Bell. T-Birds get a bucket before half. Taylen Bell's first basket. Lemoyne drives, kicks, baseline jumper off the mark. Maddie Gilbert grabs a rebound.
Quick.
And that's halftime score, Baraboo 11.
So your halftime score, Marshfield 51, Baraboo 11. We'll take a break and bring you the first half statistics after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio for an unforgettable time. Visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight. Lows to the mid-teens. Snow developing for Wednesday. Even some freezing rain mixed at times. Accumulations less than an inch by Wednesday night. High near 30. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 13.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
I'll be picking your brain. That's
perfect. Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where our halftime score is Marshfield 51, Baraboo 11. Christy Feld busy contending with her significant fan club back behind the broadcast booth here. She's got a lot of people to chat with.
I know it.
Meeting and greeting to do. Future mayor of Baraboo, Christy Feld.
The future mayor. That's what they call me.
All right, Christy, if you're ready, I'm going to turn it over to you for our first half statistics.
I am ready. 51 points by the Marshfield Tigers. They had a number of players who put points on the board. They were led by... I almost said Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm. I made you do it. That's my fault.
That you did. Haley Klum with 15 points. Mackenzie Holdsom has 4. Colbeck has 11. Gracie Ridgeway has 2. Devin Lemoyne has 4. Katzenberger has 4. Kylie Loffenberg has 2. And Emma Ridgeway has 9. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, they are led by Maddie Gilbert. She had a 3-point basket and a follow-up 2-point basket for 5. Taylor Spurl has 2, Ella Pierce has 2, Katie Funmaker has 2 for 11 points. That I could do.
Got the quick math on that one?
Yeah, I got the quick math on that one.
In other bad news for the T-Birds, their point guard and leader, Cadence Funmaker, comes into the second half with three fouls. And, of course, Sydney Dobush had two, I believe, as well. So that's another potential challenge for the T-Birds in the second half.
It is. I wrote down 11:53 in my book tonight, and I think that was the time when Katie Funmaker went out at about the 12-minute mark. So we lost her early in the first half. And had challenges throughout that half. They had a challenging full court press that we had a difficult time breaking. Turnovers almost every time we tried to get the ball inside, and boom, they'd put it up for points. And so we obviously they got a huge lead because of that.
We'll bring you the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you. Having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School. Well, we are nearly ready to start the second half, although we're short a few T-Birds. We get the Marshfield Tigers out on the floor shooting, and we don't have a single T-Bird on the court. We get the coaching staff, though. Here they come. We're under a minute to go to the second half. The second half throw in. Our score is Marshfield 51, Baraboo 11. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be alongside the legend, Christy Feld.
Boy, Marshfield, not only do they travel in style, but they brought their own ball boy, Ben.
Did they?
Can you believe that? Their own ball boy.
Well, this is a high-class operation. This is what Division
I
looks like. Of course, the Thunderbirds are Division II in basketball, and their visitors, Marshfield, is Division I. They're also leading their conference. They're 7-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, coming off a season where last year they went 17-8. They went 11-1 to win the Wisconsin Valley.
And that looks like a tough conference.
It is going to be Marshfield ball to start the second half. They're going to move to our left here in the second half. Well, Christy, we'd hope the T-Birds might be able to build on the momentum of that thrilling win at McFarland on Friday, but the Tigers have made that difficult here tonight in the first half.
Boy, they have made it challenging. It's been hard to get anything in the point column playing against them, and they are strong offensively, and when they don't put it in, they get three or four rebounds, and then they are able to put it in.
Thunderbirds continue to play man-to-man defense. Hey, there's active hands by Cadence Funmaker and a steal. T-Birds force a turnover on the opening possession of the second half. See if they can capitalize on it and get something cooking here to open the second half. Peyton Stell's there with a dribble drive. Now she's going to kick it out. Funmaker, 17 feet. A little short off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Klum. And now it's Kolbeck on the drive. Shot attempt, no good. Dobusch starting in the second half. Grabs a rebound. Rewarded for her active play the last few games. Cadence Funmaker's got the ball in the right corner. She's going to kick it out to Dobusch at the logo. T-Birds are going to set things up. Look for a good shot. Maddie Gilbert over to Funmaker. Funmaker on the drive. Kicks it out. Gilbert's going to fire for three from the right corner. Off the rim, no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds to Marshfield.
Boy, the Thunderbirds came out with an intensity and spirited in the second half, and I like that.
That's a good show of energy to open the half. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Marshfield's going to inbound and walk it up. Kolbeck scored 15 in the first half. I should say, 15 in the first half. Finds a teammate. Now they find it back to Kolbeck, right wing. Passes up the three, dribbles it out. Tigers look like they're going to take a patient approach here in the second half offensively. Holm kicks out to Kolbeck. Left wing. There's a nice interior find to Devin Lemoyne, but her shot attempt is off the mark. Rebound is a tie-up between Cadence Funmaker and Lemoyne.
Cadence Funmaker getting right back in there aggressively, too. So it's just like,
she only knows one
I'm
way
here.
To play.
Yep.
it's all gas, no break for Cadence Funmaker.
Yep, her presence is known.
Baraboo basketball, they're moving to our right here in the second half. Loose ball out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. T-Birds are going to make a comeback. Need to get some shots up here. Too many turnovers to open the half. Kolbeck's going to walk it up. She's across the timeline. Finds her teammate, Klum. And they find a wide-open three-point shooter. Mackenzie Holm drills a three from the left wing. And that's just it. Marshfield has done a lot of damage without even using the three.
Right,
a
exactly.
Whole lot.
Only four three-point baskets tonight for them. Not like Reedsburg.
Right, where it's nothing but threes. There's Peyton Stelzer.
Beautiful.
And a find and a score in the lane. Peyton Stelzer with a bucket, and it's 54-13, Marshfield. Another wide-open three-point attempt from Mackenzie Holm, left wing. That's off the mark. Cadence Funmaker grabs the rebound. On the other end, Sydney Dobusch's pass intended for Stelzer is knocked out of bounds. Looks like the Thunderbirds are going to keep this one. Cadence Funmaker looking to inbound. Inbounds right off Mackenzie Holmes' foot. It'll stay with the T-Birds.
You know, I forget what a presence on the court Cadence Funmaker is when she's not in there and she comes back in and it's right back to all systems go.
Sydney Dobusch grabs a loose ball in the left corner. T-Birds looking for their second bucket of the second half. Funmaker driving from the left wing into traffic. Turnover. Mackenzie Holm comes away with the loose ball. She'll tap the brakes. Finds her teammate, Klum. Free throw line, no good. Rebounded by Lemoyne. Put back, off the backboard, off the rim, and in.
Boy, and that's one of the pieces that I wish we would be able to stop, is their ability to have putbacks.
We've got three subs coming in for Marshfield. We've got Gracie Ridgeway, Kylie Laufenberg, and Lauren Katzenberger.
So the ball just went up on the stage, which is at the end court. Have mm-hmm. you ever seen a referee jump up on the stage, or does it always have to be a kid?
It's usually a player. Kid. Yeah. Refs aren't going to do that unless they have to. And there's a nice up and under finish for Haley Klum. She goes up with a shot fake, slips inside, scores off the glass inside the right block. She's got 17. She's the highest scorer, not Kolbeck. I misstated that earlier. And here, Sydney Dobusch kisses one in off the glass, but there's going to be a foul called before the shot. No basket.
Nice drive, though, by Sydney.
Thunderbird inbound coming up from the end line. Funmaker fires out to Spurl, left wing. Looking to penetrate. Right-handed floater. 8 feet, no good. And she's going to pick up a foul. Fouled Zeta Kolbeck as she grabbed that rebound.
Number two, Taylor Spurl. 58-13,
Marshfield over Baraboo.
That was Taylor Spurl's second. I didn't even mark fouls in the first half for Baraboo. That's how bad I was. I have to have some flaw every game.
only one.
Okay. Oh.
Haley Klum gets tied up on the right block. Oh, T-Birds couldn't come away with the steal. Instead, Marshfield keeps it. They're going to work the ball around. Nice pass.